Welcome to Eden and Amadeus, the show after the show.
Today we are talking to an up-and-coming artist, somebody who we only just really got to know. And there's this prevailing story about a song that he recorded that has become a giant hit, a mega hit. And even though he's probably talked about this many times, we want to get the story straight from the horse's mouth. So with no further ado, let's talk to George Burge about his big giant hit, Mind on You. You popped on and my alarm went off saying you were about to pop on.
Surprise. I like to cause a little bit of chaos when I jump
you,
in.
Yeah. You 100% caused a little bit of chaos. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing great.
Never better.
Happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you guys, too. I hope y'all are getting to relax a little bit.
Are you in Austin or are you in Nashville for the holidays?
I'm in Nashville for the first half, and then I'm going to sneak down to Austin for a week. Just all across Texas. So my wife is from Texas, too, but she's from West Texas, and we have family up in Houston, too. And so, I didn't travel enough this year, we're going to go do a tour across Texas and see family, too.
Austin's on my bucket list for South by Southwest. It's been on my bucket list for like 10 years.
You will not regret it. It is such a fun city. I was so lucky to grow up there and still have a bunch of family and friends there. So I am biased, but Austin, Texas is a great town.
I got to see a show at Austin City Limits in 2014, and I just fell in love with the city.
Oh, yeah. That's where I cut my teeth. I grew up playing bars in Austin when I was 14 years old with X's on my hand. And there's not a lot of towns where you can do that. You know, we're downtown 6th Street, a high school band, and, you know, have our friends, parents dropping them off and watching us play original songs at a bar downtown. I didn't realize how special that was until I realized that not every city was like that. So it was a pretty cool place to grow up.
That's kind of amazing if you really think about it. 14 years old, I'm trying to think, 14, I'd be going to my mom was dropping me off at the roller rink,
and I was playing with Star Wars toys.
Yeah, and you were jamming out at a bar band. That's
pretty cool.
The best. So I know you probably belabored this story, but since we've told it a few times ourselves, you know, let's hear it from the horse's mouth. Like, you wrote Mind on You for someone else, for Jason Aldean. Is that right?
Insane story. So I was formerly in a band, and I had been chasing it for a while, and for whatever reason, I had just gotten to this point where I wasn't happy with the music I was making. I didn't feel like I was being authentic to myself, and I looked at the guys in the band with me, and I was like, hey, guys, like, I got to hang it up. And they were amazingly supportive. We're all still friends, but there was like an eight-month period there where I thought that I was never going to do the artist thing again and that I was just going to be a songwriter. And so I started writing songs. I got lucky. I had a bunch of big artists in Nashville start believing in me and recording my songs, and I wrote Mind on You, and I ended up sending it to Jason Aldean. 24 hours later, I get an email back saying, don't play this song for anybody. Jason wants it for his new record, which at the time was the biggest thing to happen to me. He's fresh off of Entertainer of the Year. I idolize him. He was one of my biggest influences growing up with music. And so I felt like this was the biggest thing to ever happen to me. Fast forward about 6 months, I had started to put some of my own music on social media and had people start to react to it, and all of a sudden it blew up, and I've got a record deal, and I've got a chance to start working my first album, and the head of the label calls me. He's like, hey, man, we're so excited to work with you, but that song that you were going to give to Jason Aldean, that's a mistake. You need to call and ask for it back because it's going to be your first single.
Wow.
Pretty insane.
So did. You called him and asked for it back?
Well, after I didn't sleep for 3 nights and had 2 or 3 panic attacks, I did. ended up calling him. No, he was such a great guy. He and his team were excited for me. They were excited for my opportunity. I can't thank them enough for believing in me and giving me the chance, because that's not the first time something like this has happened in this town, and more often than not, people will tell you that you can't have your song back. And so he was a complete class act to give me my song back, and it ended up changing my life. I put it out with my own name on it, and it was the most added song in America at country radio. It has flown up the charts. It's put people in seats for me. I'm starting to sell tickets and show up and see these crowds that I could have never dreamed of. I'm seeing people sing every word of it back at concerts. It's been nothing short of a life changer for me.
And now they're dancing to it in the clubs with a remix. So it's
how
all,
crazy
it's,
is
it's
that?
Everywhere.
How crazy is that?
I really wish we had longer with George.
I know. Here's what you may not know. A lot of times when we interview artists, we only have 6 minutes with them. And that goes by so quickly. So we're going to try to set up a little bit longer interview because he's really interesting. We weren't sure going into it how it would be, but
yeah. Gosh,
we fall in love with these artists so quickly.
Yeah, one of the things that I found really interesting too is, and you know, I mentioned to him about the remix of his song.
Mm-hmm.
So he has this whole like hip-hop remix thing with the, you know, a guy that's rapping along with him, and it's just a dance version of the song. And I have mixed emotions about those things, because sometimes I'm like, you can't have our good country music. But then I'm like, hey, good music is good music, and everybody should get to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And you like to see the popularity for the artist, because it's really good for their career.
Exactly. We want these artists to do as well as they can. I was just reminded of the first time we talked to Jelly Roll. We knew so little about
so
him.
So little.
And within 60 seconds, we were both like, in love with him.
Please stay all day.
Yeah, he was such a cool guy.
Mr. Jelly.
And kind of the same with George. Just such a cool guy. I can't wait to talk to him again.
Yeah, I hope it happens very soon. Of course, you'll be the first to know. So thank you so much. Give us a couple, not a couple, give us all the stars if you can.
All the stars.
Share our podcast. Let us know what you think about it. Let us know on our Gator Country Facebook pages, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. We're on all the things. If you can just let us know that you tuned in from wherever you're listening. And, of course, you can always catch us on 99.9 Gator Country in Jacksonville, Florida.